Tavern doors burst open behind him, spilling lamplight and laughter into the encroaching night. Death turns. A woman stumbles out the doors, her flame-red hair loose and wild. Beneath the tavern's smoke and grime, Death sees the faint, unnatural sheen of her pale skin. She steadies herself on the doorframe, her rose-colored lips parting. It's an idle, intimate moment that he hadn't meant to witness. Death had seen worlds born and die, yet something inside him stills at the sight of her. A twig snaps beneath Death's foot, and the woman's laughter dies. Her eyes sharpen as they search the shadows, and Death has a sudden, reckless desire to step onto the path in front of her. A lanky man exits the tavern and drapes an easy arm around her shoulders. The man says something to her, and she begins to laugh again. "Get your hands off my mate." The voice is low and steady, cutting through the tavern noise. A tall man steps into the lamplight, a sword buckled at his waist. His attention is locked on the woman as if nothing else exists. The lanky man drops his arm from the woman and pulls a coin from his pocket. He flips it as the three mortals start down the dusty path together. None of them notice as they pass by the watching god.
"Oh, you really have to go back to the barracks tonight?"
the woman asks the tall man, a slight slur to her voice. Her hand slips under the man's tunic and rests on his bare abdomen.
"I unfortunately do, my heart," the man replies, pressing a kiss to the top of her head.
She tilts her face up and his mouth finds hers.
"Keep watch, Kellen," the tall man says as he picks the woman up, his hands grasping the underside of her thighs.
Kellen snorts. "Just make it fast this time, Shay." Death steps deeper into the darkness as the woman is carried off the path. Shay braces her against a tree, and she wraps her arms around his neck. Death averts his eyes as Shay hikes the woman's skirt up.